Good day, everybody. I think we described, is that going to be the official greeting now? Good day?
No, I don't think there should be an
good
official.
Good day?
I think that was
Paul Harvey.
I don't think there should be an official greeting.
Wow, whatever. We got to do something. We can't say good morning, so, you know.
This has been established, yes.
Yeah. But then again, we do put the podcast out in the morning, so.
Not always.
Saying good morning, well, depends on what time we get going here. But general rule of thumb is to try to get out in the morning.
Most people won't listen to it in the morning, though.
You never know.
This is the Daily Grind Podcast. I'm Justin Miller.
I'm Dustin Hoffman. Day 3, and we're still going.
Yep.
Who knew?
Who's counting?
We are. You never know.
It's Wednesday.
That it is. We're coming over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
Heading town towards the weekend. You got big plans?
Yes. Oh, my, yes.
For the weekend?
Yes.
Oh. We'll talk about those, I suppose, on Friday, I suppose, huh? Or can you tell us now already?
Well, I mean, if I tell you now.
We have nothing to talk about on Friday.
How does it go? Why pay for a hamburger today when I could have it? Or
that's you think of Wimpy from Popeye?
Whatever
I'll
it is.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah.
That's has no bearing on what we're talking about at all.
Well,
what is with Wimpy this week? I mean, last week I think I've had to reference Wimpy to people like at least a half a dozen times. I mean, this cartoon has been off for how long? And well, people keep bringing up Wimpy, but I always have to be pointing it out to them. I've had to explain that phrase like 6 times this week.
It was in a commercial, too. Wimpy was in a commercial for some product. I think it was Bagel Bites or something.
Wimpy on Bagel Bites? That doesn't even make sense.
I'm going to Google it.
I'm sure you are, because that's your lifeblood.
Actually, I just read this is bad.
Googling everything?
No, dementia could be higher because...
You're not forcing yourself to learn anything?
Yeah, no one learns anything anymore.
Exactly. They just Google it.
Okay,
it's different if you're using Google to learn something and then reiterating that later on.
Right.
But just to automatically look something up because you don't know it or, you know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with looking something up because you don't know it, but
right.
You can't become that reliant on it.
I couldn't find the commercial I wanted to try to find.
Well, that was 3 minutes of our lives we can't have back.
Anyway, the whole point of it was why tell you about it now because then I won't have anything to tell you on Friday.
Okay. Fair enough.
So we'll wait till Friday.
Okay, sounds good.
Plus, my plans aren't that exciting.
You just made it sound like they were.
Well, I mean, for me, on the Justin Miller scale of excitement, I mean, keep in mind
oh,
that...
Oh, Lord, that low, huh?
Keep in mind that a 5 is just sitting around my apartment watching Netflix or something, so...
And eating 3-day-old frozen pizza.
Actually, on Friday... No, tomorrow. Last night, I made the pizza and had 2 slices. So tonight I get to have 3 slices, and then tomorrow I get to have 3 slices, and I'll be done with the pizza.
Oh my gosh, you animal. I can eat one by myself. That's not saying much, but you know, still.
I didn't even want to have pizza last night because I had pizza for lunch, but I didn't have anything else. So.
Why didn't you get your jar of spaghetti sauce and your noodles? That could be like a week right there for you.
I don't have any spaghetti sauce.
You know, they sell it places.
I do have mac and cheese. Wait. No, I don't think I have spaghetti sauce. I have mac and cheese. Also, I have this microwave quick spaghetti meal that I'm afraid to eat because it's...
How lazy have you gotten that you can't even make your own spaghetti?
It's bad.
It is.
It's bad. Anyway, on today's show, in fact, right now,
won't make
you wait any longer.
Okay.
I'm going to truly offend somebody.
Well, there goes day 4. Might as well, maybe you should tell us what you're doing Friday, because if you offend people, we're not going to be on the air Friday.
This is possible. No, I've backed up by me. I'm just going to go on a little rant here. And I'm going to offend
up by you. All
I'm
going
to offend somebody. I know I am.
Today is the anniversary of your Beats by Dre rant, by the way.
It had an anniversary?
Yeah, it showed up on my Facebook memories.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, it'd be good to have a 2-year anniversary of the Beats by Dre rant, and let's have another rant about something holiday related.
See, a year ago at this point, I was on vacation, so I'm always getting these memories popping up of photos of wonderful places I was at that
he's not
weren't
at
here.
Tell us how you really feel.
I just want a vacation, that's all.
Okay, so what are you going to go? Let's have the rant. Let's get it over with.
Okay, so the new trend in the holiday decorations this year is, and this isn't completely new, but I think it's been taken to a different field this year or whatever.
Those projector things, right?
These projected lights.
Oh, I hate those things. I shouldn't say I hate them. They're just not my thing. I don't care if they're in the middle of with a display, but
basically
part of it, you know.
Basically, all it is just a projection, and it projects like little green sprinkly things all over your house.
Yeah. I've seen some of them got like snowflakes at least dancing around.
And then they move.
Or they're part of the, at least part of the decoration, you know?
And then they move.
I've seen some
places
that's all the decoration.
See, I would never decorate my house because I'm too lazy.
We know.
But at least I admit that.
It'd have to last at least five Christmases, too.
At least I admit that instead of just getting one of these projection things. And I know there's probably somebody that's listening that has them. And I do not mean to personally offend anyone, but I know that I will offend somebody in saying that I hate them. And I think they're bad. Like, either string up the lights or don't do anything. Don't just put on the bat signal and project.
The bat signal.
Project some sort of decoration on your wall. It's just they look super super tacky.
The bat signal.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
They're dangerous.
They're dangerous.
Yes. The FAA is saying that those laser lights could pose a major risk to pilots.
Well, who's pointing them in the sky?
Some people are, apparently.
Well, that's just stupidity.
A bad setup can cause the displays to point higher than the house and beam laser lights into the sky. Those lights can cause problems for pilots, like temporary blindness, if they shine into a cockpit of a plane that's flying in the area. Now, chances are the odds this actually happened are pretty low, unless, you know, you live right by a giant airport. Manufacturers say that buyers should set up their displays far from the house so that they can easily see how high the display shines onto the home. Because if you get it close enough, you're probably like, oh, look, it covers the house, so we're good. But you don't realize, like, the extra
lights that are going around the house are going into the sky.
Yeah. The instructions say that users should shine the light on a hard surface like the side of a home instead of a tree because it could go through. So not only are they really tacky and lazy, but they're dangerous, potentially.
Quit blinding the pilots. String up Christmas lights like a normal human being.
I don't know. I think they look really bad.
My son actually wants me to do the Christmas vacation thing.
Where's that?
The lights. With the lights on Christmas Vacation, you know, National Lampoon's.
I don't remember the movie
very well.
Where
he strings up like 10,000 strands of lights and the whole house just, when he turns it on, they have to flip the auxiliary switch of the nuclear power plant because he drains the whole city of Chicago. So my son wants me to do that, where he's just stapling strands up and on the roof. And yeah, so my son wants me to do that. And I said no.
Which is amazing because, I suppose it's...
I have a three-story house.
Laziness, right?
I have a three-story house. I ain't going up on that peak just to put up Christmas lights.
Okay, fair enough. Let's get to the WTH file.
All right, let's do that.
Pennsylvania man hiding from cops in his girlfriend's attic fell through the ceiling directly in front of an officer.
Well, makes it easy.
Officers chased the man into his girlfriend's home where he was able to escape into the attic. However, he fell through a short time later into the kitchen where the police were waiting and was arrested. The man was originally wanted for harassment and assault. He's now been charged with resisting arrest and reckless endangerment. His girlfriend was also arrested for for hindering apprehension.
That's not good.
Make sure your ceiling's sound.
Yeah, stay on
or
the
floor. Is
stay
sound,
on the
I
rafters.
Guess.
Don't try to stand on the sheetrock. Yeah. Well, in Kentucky, a man had broken into a house and was found eating ice cream and drinking milk after breaking in. Homeowner went downstairs after hearing his dog bark and found the thief eating his food. Nothing was taken from the home. He was arrested a short time later and charged with burglary. Breaking in just to eat ice cream?
Well, that's the question. Was he just hungry and wanted to treat, or did he just not get around to the actual robbing part?
Don't know.
Las Vegas man tried to set his mom's house on fire after they got into a heated argument over laundry. The 28-year-old man grew aggressive and threatened to kill his 66-year-old mother and burn the house down. He set fire to the front door and ran off. Cops found him a block away, hiding under a parked car in a parking lot, and he was arrested. All because of laundry?
Oh. And can you believe it? Today, we're not even going to get into Florida.
I was just thinking about that. That's a shame.
We're not going to Florida. We're going to Washington today. Police were called after a witness saw a man carrying an AK-47 and waving the rifle around and a pistol.
That's scary.
When officers arrived, the man put the guns back in his vehicle and said he was needed to fight the lizard people.
Oh, the lizard people.
Lizard people. He told police that President Trump had called to warn him.
Of course he did.
And the guy was taken to the hospital for a mental health evaluation.
Good call.
Watch out for those lizard people. I don't know if he was watching V or something. I don't know.
Watching what?
V.
What's V?
You don't know what V is?
A movie?
Poor. That's a science fiction miniseries. They used to play it like once a year on, I don't know, Channel 9 way back in the day, and they would play it one. It was like a mini series. It'd be on for like 2 hours a night for five nights. And it was about the alien invasion, and they were posing as humans, and it was just a whole mess, and they were lizard people.
Nope, no idea.
Oh my gosh, you poor...
Really, am I poor? Because poor man. I was not subjected to the lizard people
movie? I only watched
movie.
It once. I only watched it once, and that was enough.
So I don't... I think
I
I'm okay
kid,
then.
And I was like, yeah, that's enough.
I think I'm good then.
Just give me back Star Trek. But anyway, it still has to be experienced. I mean, some things you just have to experience.
V is not one of them.
All right, that's the WTH file.
And that's the show.
That's it?
Yeah.
Gosh, we really didn't come prepared at all, did we?
We were prepared. It's just every show doesn't have to be 20 minutes
long.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. All right, we'll be back tomorrow.
Who knows? Yeah, before Hopefully. We do go, though.
Oh, no.
Do you want a quick mention? We got Freezing for Food going on out at Coles.
Yes,
Ford.
We do.
Also, and I'm gonna miss one of these, B&D Market in
Olivia,
Salford Food Center in Wabasso, and
Becker's Super Value in Morgan.
All drop-off sites. Cash preferred, because the money goes so much farther than the food.
But they will take the food donations. That's one thing we want to make sure we reiterate, that they'll take it. The goal is 20,000 pounds of food and or $20,000, however it mixes out.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that if we if they hit the goal this year of 20,000, they will clear 300,000 pounds of food and dollars raised since they started this?
Nice.
So, and it all stays local.
Yes.
Reddit Area Food Shelf, Wabasso Wafers, We Care in Morgan, Lower Sioux Food Agency, and the Renville County Food Shelf all benefit from this program. Mm-hmm. And if you're lazy like Justin Miller, mm-hmm. and you want to donate but don't know what to do, you could, and not necessarily want to give the dollars, you can go to Terstig's. They've got pre-bagged donation bags with different dollar amounts. All you do is pay them for it. They take the bag and deliver it for you. You don't even have to deal with it. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yeah, so that's Freezing for Food going on at Coles Wheelbrick Ford. You can also stop on out and register to get qualified for our Keys to the Castle giveaway. We got the Ice Castle Fish House parked out there. We'll be giving that away. And so that continues through Friday. You can see all the details at mykldeer.com.
Yep.
Now that'll do it for the Daily Grind podcast.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, hopefully.
Get all the episodes at mykldeer.com/Jack. Daily Grind podcast, a presentation of 97.7 Jack FM.